Pause for a Minute with Shane McDermott, partner at Kilcool Vets, kilcoolvets.ie, answering your pet-related queries.
Send your questions for Shane by WhatsApp, voice note or text to 087 77 11 103.
Hello, it's Shane here from Kilcool Vets, and you're very welcome to our first episode of our new podcast series, Pause for a Minute, in association with East Coast FM. During these podcasts, we'll aim to answer your pet-related questions, so do please get them in with your name and location. You can send them into East Coast FM by WhatsApp voice note or text to 087 77 11 103, or you can direct message Kilcool Vets on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter, or simply drop us an email. Thanks to everyone who's already sent in their questions for our first series, and I'll address as many as I can in each weekly episode. So first up, we have a question here from Sarah in Glenealy. A common question, good question, Sarah. Why does my dog scoot her bum along the ground? Well, this is actually a very, very common question we get in practice. And there's often a little bit of a misconception around why dogs do this. This behavior is generally to do with their anal glands being overly full or impacted, and the dogs rub the bottoms along the ground to try and provide some relief. It's not, in fact, or generally not, in this part of the world, to do with worms, which people often think it might be, and the type of worms that will cause itchy bottom. I hope no one's having their lunch right now. We tend not to see in dogs, so it's generally anal glands. So if your dog is doing that, it doesn't mean there's a huge problem, but some dogs do need a little bit of help, and pop them into your vet, or sometimes your groomer may be able to do it, and we can empty those anal sacs. They're normal in some sense, and they always have some liquid in there. It's quite a smelly liquid, and it's part of their scent glands, really, I suppose, and how they scent. Normally, the anal glands are expressed as the dog poops, and they're usually not a problem in most cases, but for some dogs, they do suffer with kind of full anal glands, and because it's uncomfortable, they will rub the bottom, as I say. So best to get them into your vet and get those checked out. So thanks for that. Another question here. So we have Paul Donnelly, no location given for this one, but a question here. Can I give my dog bones? It's a yes and a no answer for that one. Bones can be okay for dogs in general, in some cases. However, there can be more downsides to giving bones than positives. So generally, we would advise not to do so. They can cause, we see the worst end of it. Yes, dogs love bones, and in some way people, or in some ways people think it's quite natural for a dog to have a bone. But they can cause impactions, bits of bones can break off, they can be sharp edges, they can cause, you know, problems or tears to the digestive tract. They can get stuck in teeth, they can actually fracture teeth. Sometimes, unfortunately, bones are stronger than the dog's teeth, and that they can cause big issues in that sense. I say they can cause impactions or foreign bodies, and I say in veterinary practice we see the bad end the bones. So the general advice we would say no. There's much better and safer products out there for your dog to enjoy as an activity, and for good dental and oral health as well. So really, bones I think are a no-no. So sorry about that there, Paul. But thanks for that. Next question, we have a question here from John and Laura in Blessington. They're wondering, why does my dog get aggressive towards some dogs and not others? That can be quite a complex issue, and I do deal with behavior, one of my passions. It may be difficult to get into it in a podcast series like this, but if you want to get in touch, I'd be very, very happy to get into a little bit more detail with you. Basically, it could be that your dog has either a learned behavior through experience that either a certain size of dog, or indeed a certain shape or color of dog, in fact, they've had a run-in with, for example, in the past, and a negative experience. Therefore, they may be a little bit more reactive towards that type of dog. And we do hear about that quite commonly. Sometimes it can actually be an owner's kind of emotional response as well. Perhaps an owner might see a certain dog coming towards them, and they might get a little bit worried themselves. That then worry is translated via the lead to the other dog, their own dog rather, and they then feel there's an issue, and they also get they get reactive in response, I suppose. But it can be quite a complex issue. So happy to investigate that further with you. Just get in touch. So next question we have from Una in Bray. So question here is, how often should I be bathing my dog? Una says he doesn't like it, but he gets quite smelly very quickly. And her husband reckons that it should be done every week. And she thinks it might be a little bit too much. There's no kind of hard or fast rule really to how often you need to wash your dog, because our dogs live in our homes. You know, if they go and roll in something obnoxious, you know, you have to wash them. So I know my guys, you know, if there's fox poo there, they will find it and they will have a roll in it. They're going to get a bath. Otherwise, they're not coming back in the house. So generally, it's not an issue nowadays. There is a potential that you could dry out the skin and coat by overwashing them. Generally, with, you know, good quality food for a start, the oils and so on the coat aren't going to be stripped to cause an issue. And also, if you're using a doggy shampoo as well, it's not going to be so harsh to cause skin irritation or to damage the coat. If you find your dog's skin or coat if the skin is irritated or the coat is really, really dry or scurfy, then maybe you may want to talk to your vet, see about a more medicated shampoo that's actually going to help the skin and coat and is meant for regular use or really regular use, then that would be okay. The other point, Una, I would look at is, you say he gets quite smelly quite quickly. It would be worth having a check with your vet just to make sure that there isn't an underlying kind of skin condition, something like, you know, yeast infection or bacterial infection there in the skin, which could be causing the smell, which may be why you're having to wash so often. So I would definitely advise get that checked out firstly. Just on a behavior point of view, I would have more of a concern that your dog doesn't really like it. It might be worth trying to create a bit more of a positive association around the bath or the shower. So, you know, start off very small by just even sitting them in the bath, pop them in the bath, give them some treats, taking them back out and so on, and build on from there. So your dog might associate the bath with a more positive experience, so it doesn't become a fight. And I'd hate to think that your dog is very, very anxious over that. So it might need to look at how you do the washing perhaps. Again, feel free to get in touch and we can address that further. So that's it from me for this week, and I look forward to taking your questions again next week in our Pause for a Minute podcast. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Pause for a Minute with Shane McDermott, partner at Kilcool Vets, kilcoolvets.ie, answering your pet-related queries.
Send your questions for Shane by WhatsApp, voice note or text to 087 77 11 103.